what's in your coffee this week?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I'm not talking Christmas. It's Tony season.
And find out why we should be in therapy because what our mom said to us.
Speaking of therapy, Catherine Zeta-Jones checks herself in.
I'll tell you somebody who's checked herself in 3 fucking times. It's not a resort, Lindsay Lohan.
And why is Jodie Foster a dumb cunt?
And hide your wife, hide your kids, and hide your penises. Anton Dotson is no longer K. What? I'm Frosty Flakes.
And I'm Brian Kalinowski.
And this is
Coffee with Queens.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Party, party, party. All night long.
This is how we do it.
This is how we harmonize. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Coffee with Queens. My name is Frosty Flakes.
And my name is Brian Kalinowski.
Oh my God, Brian Kalinowski, also formerly known as DJ Brian Kalinowski, also formerly known as...
Fabrija Couch.
Oh my God. You are the first, figuratively speaking, non-drag queen we've had on the show.
The first RM.
What do you mean? What's RM?
Real man.
Real man?
Isn't that a thing? Like,
sure.
RG?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Real girl?
Yeah.
I like it. But you...
That's
you,
like drag lingo that I just don't...
You were a world-renowned drag queen.
So I actually just got recognized 2 nights ago in Marie's Crisis, and somebody was like, I know you from somewhere. And so we like went through like our friends in common on Facebook, and then he was like... and then I was like, well, I used to do a drag show. He's like, oh my God, Fabrija Couch. And I was like, oh, wow.
Fabrija Couch. Wow. She's been dead for how long now?
May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
Probably like a year and a half to
a year
2 years.
And a half.
2 years, probably. I would say 2 years. That's so crazy.
Any chance of a resurrection?
Nope.
Not even having it.
Not a bit.
Not a little bit.
No.
Well, the whole reason Fabrija Couch really started is because you played a drag character on a cruise ship.
I did.
What did you do?
I played Miss Edna Turnblad in Hairspray for Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas.
How long did you do that for?
Like off and on for about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. I did like 2 contracts. Hello. Oh,
Miss God. Edna. Is it all coming back, girl?
It's all coming back, like a bad Celine Dion song.
Girl, I like Celine Dion. You know what I like about Celine Dion is that she can take the simplest song and make it so batshit crazy.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
I know.
And like watching her perform River Deep Mountain High, you're like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
She is. Pretty crazy.
I love her.
Ah, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. So,
what a way to kick off this episode.
So you've listened. You're an avid listener to Coffee with Queens.
Avid. I have listened to every episode.
Were you there for the? Did you listen to the first episode, the one we were talking about recently with Bibi Zaharbinay and how it's all shit quality? So you remember how far we've come?
Yeah. Oh my God,
girl.
It's crazy. Now you're like high tech and fancy.
Oh, insane.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you have fancy equipment.
Yeah.
We're speaking into like a rocket ship right now. Like,
and actually, like, it kind of looks like a sex toy a little bit.
I could put that places.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
It's expensive, so and you might ruin it.
And that's true.
So, Brian, you're really known for you know a lot of theater.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in this podcast, we'll go ahead and we'll get into the Tonys. And you've got to discuss the Tonys because, I mean...
I'm very excited.
It's perfect that you're lined up to be here today because the Tony nominations just came out. And who better than Brian Kalinowski to talk to us about the Tonys?
Exactly. And you know what? It's my favorite time of the year.
And it's also great that you're here because you have been a very, very big part of Sisters, the Monday night show that myself and Kitten Withwhip do every Monday night in Chelsea. And as I announced before on this podcast, it's coming to an end.
I know. How about it?
It's coming to an end May 13th. So we have 2 shows left. You've been the DJ for most of it, really, about a year and a half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we fired all the other DJs.
Right. And they all sucked.
They were horrible.
I, however, have such amazing abilities. It was knowledge of pop music.
I think I was talking to you the other day. I was just like, remember when I was talking about this one thing on Sisters and you were like, I don't pay attention during the show.
Oh my God. I have gone through, you know, Words with Friends. So many games I've gone through during... No, I'm kidding. I try to pay attention. But like once, this is my thing, once pop music comes on, I'm so not interested.
You're like, no, not having it.
It's my, I mean, that is just how to turn me off when you it's like pop.
You can't stand on. Rihanna. Not
no,
bullshit.
Rihanna, can you shine bright like nothing?
Shine.
You don't shine.
You don't shine at all.
You bitch. No, yeah. I just don't care. Because I hear it, I work, you know, when I'm at work, I hear pop music all the time. And it just, that's not my bag. And that's okay that other people like it. And, you know, that's how, you know, well, but it's just not my thing.
I'm glad we kind of bring that up, because last week, you know, there were approximately about 3,500 listeners to this show, from iTunes subscriptions, anyways, whether they actually listen to it or not, but, every once in a while, I'll get
well, then I ask all of you to check out my website at www.bkalinowski.com. That's www.bkalinowski.com.
You better plug the shit out of yourself. That's what I like to hear.
Any theater producers out there, please give me a call.
Well, every once in a while, a fan of the show will write in, and it's never usually like kudos. It's like either you reported something wrong, or which we do quite often.
You have like 3,500 fact checkers out there.
Yeah. No, we do. We do. It's like, why hire one? We have them out there.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, it's to kind of like wave a finger in my face like, you shouldn't have said that. And last week's episode, and after I listened to the episode and got this particular message, I had to kind of backtrack myself a little bit because last week I just let Taylor Swift have it.
Yeah.
I just really dug into her. And I, in so many words, no, not even in so many words, in actual words, I called her a stupid bitch.
That's okay.
And the thing is, like, here on Coffee with Queens, everybody knows that it's just like The
View.
Except no.
Ugly people.
Exactly. I mean, that's all the show is. We're just opinions. That's mm-hmm. all it is. And, but listen, and usually I would stand by my opinion, but Taylor Swift is actually, she's not a bitch. She is a twat. She is a twat, right. Waffle.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of really went in hard on her, and I just kind of like want to retract a little bit of that and say that she's still a twat waffle, but she's not a bitch because she's never done anything wrong to me. So this is my public apology. Hashtag I RuPologize Taylor Swift.
I RuPologize. That's all right, because what are celebrities for but to make fun of and, you know, I mean,
exactly.
That's part of their job, really, is to just take it like a bitch.
This is why we have celebrities and New Jersey. This is
absolutely
why.
That is what the Real Housewives are there for. And
exactly.
Snooki and all of those people. They're there for us to make fun of.
Exactly.
Really, and to have strong opinions about them and not ever really get to know them.
Exactly.
But that is their job in society, really.
You know, people who have met Snooki before say that she's really nice. I, on the other hand, have actually met Snooki before, and she was not nice. Maybe she was just having a bad day.
Right. But you also had that, like, situation with other people. Like, wasn't Ellen a real bitch to you? Or, like, what's her name? Ozzy Osbourne.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Sharon Osbourne. Well, the thing was, Sharon Osbourne, she was rude to us for great television.
Right.
Jodie Foster was just a bitch to me because she's a lesbian who hates men.
Yeah.
Ellen, true. She wasn't personable.
Right.
And I think
is the thing. I feel like with celebrities, like, we can dish on them and all that stuff, but when it comes, like, at the end of most conversations, I'll think to myself, yeah, but I really don't know you. Like, I really,
it's true.
And I, God knows what I have come across as to different people who have seen me for 5 minutes or less. So,
okay, well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you the story of why Jodie Foster was a bitch to me, and you tell me if she was just.
Okay.
And I, or if I'm just and thinking that she's a complete cunt.
Go. We're already doing such a good job of staying on task.
Okay, so the story goes, I worked in a diner in
right.
Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'd have celebrities come in on lots of occasions. And I mean, I've served anywhere from Justin Bieber to
you served Justin Bieber
before he was anybody like really big. I mean, like he was it was like his first appearance on Good Morning America, and trust me, he had teeny boppers all over him. But this was like he wasn't the person he is now,
right?
You
know,
but he came in, and so I've met anywhere from Justin Bieber to Scarlett Johansson. You know what I mean? Like, and everybody in between. You know,
right?
And, you know, some people are really nice. Some people are really great tipplers. Some people are just average. Some people are just like, wow, what did you go through today? But right. With Jodie Foster, it was something different because it was like she went out of her way to be a rude ass cunt to me. Now, I first like to preface.
Did she, like, trip you?
Well.
Did she, like, put her foot out and be like, I hate this waiter?
I'm going to preface this by saying I didn't.
Preface, you mean preface, right?
Yeah, preface.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm just being fancy. Preface. This is like pre-gaming. I'm prefacing.
Yeah, go on.
So I'm a preface. I'm a preface by saying that I didn't know that I was serving Jodie Foster, mainly because she just looks like an average person.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
A haggard old woman.
Right. Nothing about her screams celebrity.
Right.
So she's there. She's with her lover. Before we all knew it was her lover.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over to her and I'm just like, hey, you know, what can I get for you guys? And she's just like. One of the things she asked me was, what is in your mixed vegetables? And I told her, I'm like, oh, some green beans, some corn, some carrots, you know. And she was like, oh, okay. Long story short, she did not order the mixed vegetables. Whatever.
Right.
I get her food out to her. Everything's on a timely manner. I'm being very polite as normal. Everything's fine. I check up with her. Everything's fine again. She's about halfway through her meal when the other person, the table next to them, mm-hmm. happened to order a side of mixed vegetables.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Here we go. So it just so happens that there was a vegetable in the mixed vegetables that I did not mention to Jodie Foster, and I think it was like peas.
Uh-huh.
And she calls me over. She goes, excuse me, you didn't tell me there were peas in the mixed vegetables. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know, there are fucking peas in the mixed vegetables, right. You know? She's like, well, had I known that, I would have ordered them. And at this point, I'm kind of thinking to myself, really, bitch? Like, really? But of course, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'm like, oh, well, I'm very sorry. I'm like, well, would you like me? I said, I can absolutely bring you over some mixed vegetables now. I'm like, and you know what? No charge, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I've caught wind that this is Jodie Foster because
I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, well, let me just comp you the fucking.
And basically, it turned into, no, I've already eaten my meal. It doesn't even go with what I ordered. I want to talk to your manager.
Oh, my God, really?
So. Luckily, my manager had worked 40 years in the show business and knew Jodie Foster was a complete cunt.
Right.
Jodie Foster basically goes on this rant to my manager about what a horrible person I am. And just everything was terrible. And when she paid with her credit card in the tip section, she wrote horrible service, didn't leave me a tip. And I was just like, what a cunt.
I mean, okay.
So here's my thing. Am
I acceptable?
Thank
you. If you do not, no matter how bad your service is, you don't not tip them. Sure, tip them 15%. 12% is still a stretch for me. You always tip. It just, that's
thank
bottom
you.
Line.
Thank you. No, I mean, and the thing is like, maybe she was having a bad day. But she tried to get me fired from not serving her mixed vegetables or leaving out a recipe or a piece of telling her that there are peas in her mixed vegetables.
Right.
And she didn't even order them.
And you're sure that you didn't do anything else to upset her? Like, you didn't, like...
I wouldn't have treated her any different from any other customer.
I know, but, like, just, you know...
I mean, my routine is the same. Hi, how you guys doing today? My name is Frosty Flakes. What can I get for you guys today?
I know, right? No, I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a complete
That's another
bitch.
Question. Is like, when you're a server and somebody, like, stiffs you on a tip, even if, like, you don't do anything wrong, do you say something? Like,
I've only
do you have
said
the right
something,
to say something?
I've only said something twice in my entire serving career, which was 7 years.
Yeah.
I served tables for 7 years. And one time that I said something, I was stiffed. And it just happened to be my last day at this restaurant because they were closing the very next day.
Uh-huh.
They were going out of business. And it just so happened that on the last day, somebody stiffed me. So I went after them and I said, excuse me. Doo-doo. Hi.
Tap, tap. Hello.
Hi. Was something wrong or, you know.
Right. That's how you go. That's the angle. It's like, was something wrong with your service?
Yeah. And then the other time was in Times Square, a lot of places, they do gratuity included.
Right.
Because a lot of people are tourists. They come from Europe, and they don't know. Because in their country, I mean, service is already included. Like, servers only get paid, like, $2.45 an hour.
Yeah.
The rest is tips.
That's the thing. And, like, I want to say to people who don't tip, I'm like, you know that this is how I pay my rent, right? Like,
yeah.
This is, like, it is customary, and you know, it's just, that's just how it goes here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. So one time we didn't put service included on this one European's table or whatever, and it was like a $300 check, and they left me absolutely nothing. So I definitely went after them, and I was just like, you know, service was not included. And they looked at me and they said, oh, you wanted a tip? And I was just like, yeah, I want a freaking tip.
And then your head exploded on
pretty,
the plate.
Pretty much. No, I think it was one of those situations where I was just like, have a nice day.
Yeah.
And you can do nothing but smile and say, have a nice day.
Yeah.
And just walk away.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, when people don't tip me, I definitely remember who they are so that I don't go back and ask them if they'd like anything else.
Well, that's the problem with working in New York City. Most of the people, especially in Times Square, a lot of people are tourists. So it's kind of like...
Yeah. Oh, see, I work like in a bar with like a lot of regulars. So yeah. Like, there's definitely one person that I can think of the top of my head. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to even walk up and
ask.
And he flags me down all the time.
You can put him on blast.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
No, I don't even know his name. I know what he drinks, but I don't know his name. But that's just like, I don't know, it's just rude.
No, it is absolutely rude. And, okay, but why we're really here.
Right.
Why we're really here.
Is to go off on tangents.
To go off on tangents about celebrities, which we did. We accomplished that.
We did.
But I want to start with something that is actually written on the board. And the first one up is, last week we talked about how Fantasia Barrino basically came out and said gay is a sin. And she's 100% Christian, and, you know, she doesn't believe in homosexuality, and it's a sin. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Whatever. Fine. You're washed up. Nobody gives two shits.
Yeah. However, this is the thing about that, too. I know that you talked about it last week, but, like, you're saying that she's washed up, but I know a DJ in New York City who loves her new album and is playing her at gay bars.
Well, here's the gag. You know, she did her CD release album at XL. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so...
She deserves the fires of hell more than any gay person and sodomite in the world. Absolutely.
Well, here's the gag of it. She'll probably come out a lesbian years down the road.
Yeah.
I mean...
And she has a child, illegitimately, but...
Yeah,
well, I mean... gays are the sinner. Anyway, basically, it's self-explanatory. Just...
Now, somebody I never, ever thought would come out and say that homosexuality is a sin.
Uh-huh.
An actual homosexual who's now denounced his homosexuality. Anton Dalton. Hide your wife, hide your kids, because they're raping everybody out here. You know, I mean, he exploded onto the scene because he went viral through a YouTube video that was recorded from a newscast when his sister, you know, was being attacked in their apartment. And he basically looked like a damn fool.
Right.
On television. So it exploded. Some people auto-tuned the news report, and he just blew up onto the scene. And, you know, just like, it bought him a house, you know, just like, bought him a better life. Like, whatever. Okay. But now, he's all over TMZ. He's all over his own website and his own YouTube page, saying that he's joined the Black Israelites. The Hebrew Israelites. The Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah, they're I don't know. I'm not that familiar with that religion.
Believe it or not, Kitten and I have had a bout with them before. We ran into them while we were in drag in Times Square doing drag queen weddings.
God.
And they stand in Times Square and they stand in their pretty dresses, basically, and they spit hate against the world. And it's all due to religion, apparently.
Right.
So anyways, so he's renounced himself as gay. He now identifies as a heterosexual and has joined this religious cult and is speaking the word.
Right. That's crazy. See, and this is how I feel. Like, remember the time that you and I were on the subway and, like, we were sitting there just, like, talking like our normal homosexual selves?
Yep.
And that black guy across the thing from us, like, got up and stood next to us, and he was getting off the train, and he was like, fucking faggots.
Yep.
But it's like, and all I wanted to do is turn to him and be like, first of all, you're black. Okay? Like, you're black. Don't... don't pretend like you don't know what it's like to be judged and to be hated and to be called a slur. You know how that feels. Why would you do it to someone else? I just don't understand people's logic most of the time.
I just wish we could all get along.
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just hold hands and sing a Judy Garland song?
Oh my God. If we could, the world would be a better place.
It really would.
Hashtag chasing rainbows.
I like it.
Yeah. It's going to be, that's my new show actually that I'm working on.
Oh, you're bringing
me. It's called Chasing Rainbows.
Why is it called Chasing Rainbows? Oh, Judy Garland. I get it.
Yeah. And she has a song called Chasing Rainbows, but she's known for the song Over the Rainbow.
Right.
It'll connect in the show. Don't worry. It's not like a show. It's like a cabaret.
I hope one of our listeners don't steal your idea.
Well, it's already trademarked.
Okay. I have ideas.
No.
Hashtag. I have ideas that are trademarked. You know how you do it? Really cheaply? You write the idea down.
Right.
And you basically send it to yourself. And you sign the back of the envelope. So when it comes to court time, you'd be like, well, here's a sealed envelope, and it's been stamped by the post office, and it has never been opened. Let's open it up and see what it says. Oh, wait, there's my idea that you stole.
Oh, okay.
That's how you do it really cheaply, to protect yourself from ideas.
Are you sure that's the legal way of going about it?
It's the very, very, very cheap legal way to go about it.
Okay.
Another very cheap, easy way to go about it is if you have a name idea or a product idea, buy the domain name.
Right.
If you buy the domain name, it's yours.
I mean, I'm not expecting this to turn into a Broadway show. So, but I mean, we have things that are very specific to us. I mean, sure, steal the title all you want. I can just make up a new title.
Make up a new title.
Yeah.
You're about to send me.
We have ideas that we haven't shared with anyone that are really, really cool, and it's me and a friend of mine are putting it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look forward to that
this fall. Chasing rainbows. Perfect. Hashtag chasing rainbows.
Hashtag chasing rainbows. So that's Anton Dodson. So basically, he's now a straight man, and he spits hate. So if you follow him on Facebook, defollow him.
Yeah.
That's it. Or send him love and support. What the fuck do I care?
Yeah.
What the fuck do I care? You know, I mean, like...
Let him lead himself to his own demise.
My thing is like, when it comes to the LGBTQ community, you are allowed to identify whoever you want. Even straight. I mean, like, I honestly don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm open to any type of sexuality or orientation or whatever. Right. But the minute you start spewing hate... Yeah. That's a little different.
Exactly.
That's a little different. So, you know, for all I care, go on his Facebook page and give him, show him love. You know?
But why would you be listening to this podcast if you're going to do that? Well, unless you're just looking for...
Be the better person.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyways, but you almost set me off on another tangent, because when you said rainbows, it reminded me of a documentary I watched the other day.
I have like 10 tangents just in this conversation alone, but I'm
really
withholding them all.
Don't withhold.
No.
The listeners love tangents.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. My tangent is I just watched a documentary the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was Young at Heart. Have you ever seen this?
No.
It's about...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. When all of the little mentally... Not mentally... No. What
just
were they?
Old. They were just
they
old.
They had, like, Down syndrome?
No, they were old.
Oh, no. Okay, then I'm thinking about when all of, like, the school of, like, kids with Down syndrome all put on... The Wizard of Oz. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
I would have cried even harder.
It is the most adorable. And it's like, oh God, it's just so good. I don't even remember what it's called.
If you want an hour and 44 minutes of a cry fest, watch Young at Heart. It's about these people all over the age of 70, some reaching into their 90s, they're a chorus. They're a chorus, and they go on tour through America and Europe, and they do all these...
Didn't you talk about this last week?
No.
Oh, maybe we talked about it, like, on the subway or something.
We might have, but, and it's one of those things where it's like, there's some twists and turns, and it's just a documentary with old people, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, old people, somebody's going to die. It's inevitable.
Or all of them.
Or every one of them.
There was actually a bus crash in the documentary.
Stop.
They exploded. No, but it's like an hour, 44 minutes of you just like bawling your eyes out. Oh. What was your tangent?
When I was a kid, my mom told me that peas tasted like M&Ms, and she made me so mad when I took that heaping spoonful of peas, and it tasted... When I said it didn't taste, like, you know when you taste something and you're like, oh my God, like when you have milk that you swear is fresh in your fridge and you just put a nice glass of it in your mouth and then you're like, oh my God, it's like that could create a seizure in a child or something bad. And I think that like started the root of my issues, like parentally. Like I think that I have like a deep seated distrust of my mom now because she told me that. It's like, just watch what you fucking tell your kids. That is hashtag watch what you fucking tell your kids.
The look you must have had, young Brian Kalinowski.
I'm pretty sure I cried.
You full of fucking peas in your mouth that were not M&Ms.
I still to this day won't touch a pea. That's my tangent. Because you were talking about peas with Jodie Foster, and I just kept, and that, like, I just saw red. You don't even know what was going through my head right now.
I see your tangent, and I raise you one.
Go on.
Okay, so I was listening to the radio a few years back, and they were talking, they were saying, submit your story.
And this woman
story.
Was singing her song?
No.
Lovers in Love and the Others Run Away.
This has got to be a Broadway reference that I'm not getting.
Some of us hover when we weep for the other who was dying. To the day. It's Stay by Lisa Loeb and the Nine Stories. God, don't you know anything?
No.
That was my tangent. I'm going to out-tangent you, bitch.
Okay, so I see your tangent. I raise you. Okay, so a couple years ago on the radio, they were saying, call in with your stories, just like the one that you had told me, you know, about your parents misguiding you on certain situations.
Oh, and I have a list of, I have another good one after this one.
Well, this one lady called in and she said, for years as a child, I never got any ice cream from the ice cream truck because my mother had told me that when they're playing music, it means they're out of ice cream.
Fucking parents, man.
Isn't that some bullshit? Isn't that some bullshit? Until one day, you know, her friends were just like, oh, let's go get some ice cream. They're just like, no, they're out of ice cream. Don't you hear the
this
music?
This could be
they're
a like, show, Shit Parents Say, or yeah. Like a YouTube thing, like Shit Parents Say.
Absolutely.
To their kids to make them believe. Okay, want to hear my other one?
Sure.
I should really seek a therapist about all this. My parents told me some shit. And I didn't figure this out until college. Okay, so when I was a kid, we used to go down the beach every summer, and, like, my parents would have their friends over, and they would all have, like, get, like, a bushel of crabs to eat. So we would all eat crabs and corn on the cob and all this kind of stuff. It was a big party. Anyway, but we would always, the kids would always want ice cream later on, you know, after, you know, for dessert. But you had to drive to go to the ice cream place to get the ice cream. So they would tell us that you could not have crabs and ice cream on the same night because it'll make you sick. And so this was like my childhood of growing up. And I got to college and that's when I discovered that this was not true because I was out with my friends and we had crabs and they ordered ice cream. And I was like, no. And I like desperately was like, you can't get ice cream. It's going to make you so sick. Blah, blah, blah. College, bitch. College. This was my college. Man, I called my parents and reamed them the fuck out. I was so mad because I was like, how embarrassing is that to be? My friends were like, your parents lied to you. They flat out lied to you.
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe it. Oh my God. To this day, I still won't have crabs and ice cream on the same night.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, I don't know. I probably would. I don't eat meat though. I don't have crabs, but that's beside the point.
That's funny.
Isn't that terrible? The things that your parents, and it's because they were all drunk and couldn't drive us to the ice cream place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you could drive your kids home, couldn't you?
I'm trying to think at the top of my head, but I can't think of anything crazy like that.
This is going to make my parents sound like such people. I do love them. Don't worry.
Hopefully they listen.
I doubt they will. I'm actually hoping they won't because they have never heard me say fuck before.
Ari Kiki, who was on last week, she shared an intimate story about...
She dished, girl. She was dishing her private life.
She did. And she was like, she wouldn't post it on Facebook, but meanwhile, you know... She'll put it on blast here. So hopefully,
and she did put that story on Facebook.
Oh, did she?
I think so.
I don't think
I
all of
that
it.
I read about it.
I don't think she put all of it on there.
She put like screen captures of text messages.
Yeah, but I don't think she put.
Anyway,
up the
I think
she
she's hilarious. By the way, I'm gonna give her a little shout out right now, even though this might not be the shout out segment.
Go for it.
Fucking amazing, Ari Kiki. Love you.
Hilarious, absolutely hilarious. Okay, so. Now that we've backed ourselves into a tangent corner, I feel like we need to cleanse ourselves.
Where do we go?
And okay. Almost start
cleansing
anew.
Cleansing breath. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee with Queens.
Welcome to Coffee with Queens.
I'm Brian Kalinowski.
And I'm Frosty Flakes. And this is Just Like the View.
Except no ugly people. I always feel uncomfortable when you say that because then I feel like I should just leave.
No. In my eyes, everybody is beautiful, except for Joy Behar, Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, and Sherry. Oh, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, Elizabeth doesn't belong anywhere.
No, she doesn't.
Anyway.
Okay, so here's a new topic.
New topic.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Go on.
Love her.
Mm-hmm. I feel so about her. Go on.
Well, this is why I think I like her. Because she is one of those actresses in Hollywood who could be... She's considered an A-list celebrity.
Right.
Who's very drama-free. And I like this story. And it's going to sound a little sick and twisted, but I like the story. She checked herself into a 30-day rehab facility for people with bipolar disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the same thing back in 2010. You know, she was feeling, she's a little fucking sad. And then the next day, she's really fucking happy. So she checks herself.
Did you see her on the Tony Awards? That was... That performance basically summed that up.
The Tony Awards? You mean the Oscars?
No, the Tony Awards.
When last year?
Catherine Zeta-Jones was in A Little Night Music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
With Angela Lansbury. And she performed Send in the Clowns on the Tony Awards. And it was, like, the way that people put it was that she, like, spotted a fly in the room and she just kept following it with her eyes. Like, she was just darting her eyes around the stage. Like,
oh,
she
really?
Was going crazy.
Really?
That's not what that song or character is about at all.
Well.
But it's a choice.
Here's the thing. I respect her dearly because she's able to take something like this, recognize it in her life.
Right.
And, you know, go do a 30-day and, like, you know, get mentally well.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I enjoy that about celebrities. When they're able to capture something in their life and say, oh, okay, well, this isn't normal. Let me go take care of myself.
It's true, because you know what people usually do? They go on vacation. They go to a beach, and they lay on a beach, and that's great and relaxing and everything, but they're like, oh, I'm, like, all fucked up in the head. I should go take a vacation at the beach. Trust me.
Or drink alcohol, do drugs, or, you know.
Yeah. When I was on the cruise ship, I basically lived on the beach. I could go to the beach pretty much any day or sit out by the pool or whatever. I learned from that people's perception of paradise, that's just people's perception of paradise. You can be in the most amazing paradise in the world and still be just as miserable as you are walking the streets of New York.
Absolutely.
Or that you are, you know, in your own life. It's just, you know, paradise is what you make it.
Absolutely.
I really, really believe that.
Which is why the question, if you could go, let's put it this way, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only take one thing with you, I mean, let's knock food and water and whatever. You have everything you need to survive physically.
Okay.
But if you
Does that include Bud Light?
No. No, Brian.
P.S. Bud Light, I'm looking for a sponsor for Chasing Rainbows. Hashtag Chasing Rainbows. Bud Light should totally hire me one day to just promote their product.
I tell you what, if you'll grant me the copyright, this episode will be called Hashtag Chasing Rainbows.
Thank you.
Done. Okay, so if you're on a stranded island, it does not include Bud Light, Brian. What's the one thing you would take with you? I say, well, let's see what you're going to say first.
Okay. I mean, if the island has Wi-Fi, my iPhone... But that's probably the opposite of stranded, I guess. I don't know. It would have to be something like show tune related, like my iTunes playlist, basically. Something along those lines, just so that I have music all the time, because music is what drives me.
Okay, that's an interesting choice. This is what I choose. Companionship, because I will drive myself insane.
You are your own worst enemy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need somebody there to talk to.
I would be stranded with you if you wanted me to.
Yay!
That's a lie. I mean, if I had the choice, I would never really want to be stranded on a desert island. But, you know,
well, I would
be a good person to be stranded with.
I'd make it interesting, that's for sure.
We could have, like, you know, a weekly Hunger Games. No, well, that would only work once. No, we would think up the best games, though. We would totally have a blast on a desert island.
Oh, my God.
You and I.
We'd have fights. You'd have to go to your end of the island, and I'd have to go to mine. Oh,
yeah.
Lord. But anyways, back to the original point. I really appreciate that Catherine Zeta-Jones is able to do that. So kudos to you, and I hope you get better, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
And
and just love yourself, I hope. This isn't me. Like, I'm a fucking therapist.
No, but
she comes to a place of peace.
It is. It's herself. Really true. She's able to do that. And you know what? You know what her manager called this?
What?
Maintenance. She's like, she checked herself in. She's like, it's maintenance. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
And if, like, if you, one, if you have the money to be able to do some shit like that, yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Don't go on vacation. Go check yourself into, like, a spiritual place, you know what I mean? Like,
and people will, at the drop of a hat, do maintenance on their face and get a lift and get this tucked and pulled and twisted and injected. And, you know, that's the same amount of money as it would be to go for a month to some kind of place for your inner health. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, we drop how much on doing your hair. Like, women, to get their hair done and dyed and blah, blah, blah. So much money that you could be spending on your inner beauty.
Well, you know,
I'm getting all philosophical here. I don't think that this is the right
No, you're right. I mean, but the difference is plastic surgery only makes you look happy. It doesn't really make you happy.
Oh my God, that's deep, girl. That's deep.
That is. Hashtag that. Plastic surgery only makes you look happy. Hashtag.
Yeah.
All right.
We're hashtagging everything today. I just started hashtagging. I'm not a tweeter at all, but.
Well, I'm not a tweeter either, but I do have Instagram.
Yeah.
And you can hashtag.
And that's a hashtag thing too?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how to work all these things. I just did Instagram something like the other day, and I haven't really Instagrammed for like a month or two. I need to start doing it more often.
Oh, I'm down with the Instagram.
But I'm going to start really utilizing it with my new hashtag, Chasing Rainbows.
Do it. Do it. Hashtag this. Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo lost 100 pounds from doing nothing. She claims nothing anyways. You can see it. She's lost 100 pounds, but she claims she lost it by doing absolutely nothing.
Wow. Well, yeah,
she didn't exercise, she didn't diet, she didn't change anything in her day-to-day life. She says she might move around more. And you know what I think it is? It's probably, you take on a reality TV show, and you take on stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And working a lot more. She's probably have, like, more hours of, working and stuff like that. And when you get into the public eye, I'm sure she's getting more money, so she probably just has the money to, like, you know, do things that are probably better for her. Not necessarily, like, joining the gym and exercising, but just, like, you know, I feel like you gain weight, and sometimes it's easier to gain weight when you are, I'm going to say poorer, further into poverty. You get depressed when you don't have money. I feel like for me, that's how it
happens.
Absolutely. Like, when I am like worried about money, I get depressed, and I don't even make the connection sometimes. I'm like, why am I so miserable right now? And it's, you know,
absolutely.
If you're really hungry for money or just, you know, low on cash, and that can make you gain weight and make poor choices for yourself.
Well, I mean, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you're eating at McDonald's more often.
A couple things happen. You eat off the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, you're at home, and you can't go anywhere. So you're basically Facebooking, watching TV, and eating more and more. You know, the 50-cent Cosmic Hostess brownies from down the street at, you know, your convenience store.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I did that all this week.
Oh, God.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, I'm coming.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
No, totally. That's it.
Yeah.
It's very true.
But she looks great. More power to her.
I don't really watch the show, so I don't really
I don't
know.
Watch it either.
Oh.
But I know who Mama June and Honey Boo Boo is.
She's Honey Boo Boo's mom, right?
Yeah, Mama June.
Little girl's mom. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. I've always wanted to put a number together where it's just like I'm changing TV stations, and here comes Honey Boo Boo comes on, and then I start singing, "Will I lose my dignity?
Oh, my God.
Will someone care?" Anyways.
You know, my dream role in Rent has always been Gordon and Others. Not Mark, not Roger. I just always wanted to be Gordon and Others.
Gordon and Al.
Yeah.
The guy who sings that song.
Yep.
Gordon and Others.
He's the one who does the, look, I find some of what you teach this fact, because I'm used to relying on intellect. Yeah, I love, for some reason, I always, like, that's my thing. If I can connect to one thing, run with it. You know, not that I'm dying or anything, but it's like, you know, you hear something that you connect with, and you're like, I have to perform that.
Yeah. It's not so much a character I've always wanted to play in Rent. There's just one line in particular that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm Mark. That's all I want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that your name should be Mark?
Yeah. No.
No?
I don't even like the name Mark.
What connects you with the name Mark then?
That's the best part of the musical to me.
Really?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Oh.
It's actually
going to say that
it's
is
the worst
random.
Part. It's the worst part of the musical.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I'm just making fun of
okay.
it.
Okay. So you're just making fun of me because I picked out such a minor character.
No, I like that. I get it. Fear's your life.
Yeah.
Why choose fear? Fear's your life.
Yeah. I think it's, That's true. Anyway, that's getting too deep. Anyway, let's go on.
You don't want to get too deep on
well,
this?
Well, no, I mean, I don't care, but I don't think this is the, you know, the proper...
Who really is?
Who is Brian Kalinowski?
What's your favorite swear word?
I'm putting my hand on my chin, my fist on my chin, just so you... Anyway, yeah, what's your favorite swear word?
Mine is cunt. Always and forever.
Mine is fuck, definitely.
I always used to use it for, save it for special occasions.
Yeah.
Like, if I said the word cunt, like, you knew I meant it. But yeah. Now it just flies out of my mouth, like, right. Nobody's business. And I think that just comes along with show business.
As Shelley Winters put it, fuck is such a nice word. It really is. I mean, it's just perfect. It just gets it all out there for me.
It does.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Katy Perry.
I keep doing that.
You hate pop music, but Katy Perry.
Right. I know who she is. I saw her movie.
You did?
The people at work, we all did like an outing.
Oh,
all
perfect.
Of us from work, we did. And like the 3D thing, the 3D movie. It was kind of obnoxious, but.
Perfect. So then you'll know a little bit of her background in this story.
Yeah, totally.
You know that her parents are complete religious nuts.
Uh-huh.
And that her father is a preacher.
Yeah.
Okay. He has come out and basically he's called his child the devil child. He calls Katy Perry the devil child. And
she's not even gay.
She's not even gay. However, he does talk about how she sings. Well, what he says is he sits there and he watches like, you know, these thousands of people at her concert screaming for her. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, as she sings, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yeah.
And he says, these people, he sits there, he cries. He says he cries at her concert, not because his daughter is, you know, rich and famous and doing amazingly well, but because all of these people are worshiping the wrong thing.
Like they're worshiping his daughter.
Yeah. And she's the devil child because she sings.
Well, she is friends with Rihanna, so that does strike against her as well. No. Wow, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. And said, well, I mean, like, this is pretty typical and doesn't, you know, really stand out, but, you know, says things like, goes around and says, pray for Katie, pray for my daughter. Because, you know, but honestly, it's just like, I'm not praying for your daughter. She has a bajillion dollars and, you know, sings live in front of 20,000 people. You know, I'm not praying for Katie. I'm sorry.
I have other things to pray for.
Yeah.
Like people who are dying. You know.
Or, you know, that I'll make rent.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Sorry, I'm not praying for Katie.
Hey, I'm not going to judge anyone who is praying for Katy Perry, but maybe a little bit. But... that's a shame to have your parent like think of you as a devil child and to hear that from your parent.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, I guess if you're religious, I could see where he is coming from as far as like his religion goes. Like that's what his religious beliefs are. But I don't know.
I find that really hard because for me personally, I find it really hard when I have distant family members that I'm friends with on Facebook, or maybe not even friends with on Facebook, and I go to their Facebook pages, and I see, like, the religious rants that they go on, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that kills me.
Obama election.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, like, when, you know, I have, like, Republican family members, or distant Republican family members.
Even still now, they're, like, anti... It's like, he won. Get over it. Move on with your life, people. He won.
And, I mean...
He's not the devil. He is not, you know, a terrorist. He is our president. Just, and, you know.
It kills me.
It's just so ridiculous.
And the weird thing is like, I might have said something political on my Facebook page about Mitt Romney, but, I mean, nothing to the extent of, like, what these people are going on
about. Yeah, I never called him a terrorist or accused him of being Satan or anything ridiculous. Like,
or
like, that's the thing. I would be like,
smuggling drugs into our country.
I would be like, this is a fact that I just learned about Mitt Romney. Post, but they're like, Obama is not a real person. He's a hippopotamus. Yeah. Or, you know, they would just put ridiculous things on there. And it's like, well, you are making shit up.
To be on the defense.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's not a hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know,
but religious posts and stuff like that, too. It's just like, it's crazy the things that people will believe. And it's like, how are you going to act like that? Your child is successful. All you want when they're growing up is for them to be successful.
That's all you want.
And I'm sure that the God that you worship wants your child to be successful, too. And, you know, if you're thinking that that's who you're following and all that. But So how does this logic work? Of like, oh, they're successful and they're making, you're certainly they're benefiting from their money, I'm sure.
They're
I'm
successful sure. for all the wrong reasons. She's successful for all the wrong reasons in his eyes.
Well, then
he's not doing God's
work. He can
work.
Go call her a devil child all he wants, but he better not be getting a new car or new house or anything from it then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then you're, you know.
Well, I don't know if they're benefactors. I mean, I would assume that they are.
I would imagine if you're making all this money, you would give your parents a fucking beach house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or something.
Please?
Yeah. Or like, you know.
But he believes with her celebrity that she should be preaching the word of God.
Right. Well, that would make her a different kind of celebrity.
Yeah, she's not going to... I mean, the minute you start talking like that, you're going to lose a little bit of traction.
Exactly.
Especially because you're part of the Illuminati and the devil don't like that. So
Illuminati. Oh, God, Illuminati. Can we not get into that?
The Illuminati?
Please, please.
I don't know enough about it to get into it, to
good.
Be honest with
good.
You.
Good. Just the whole, like, scandal of, like, 9/11 being a...
Oh, being a conspiracy theory?
Yeah. We've had this big debate the past week or two.
All I will say is that Brian and I have had discussions at lengths about conspiracy theories, and it all stemmed from the movie Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
If anybody is into a good documentary who basically isn't swayed so easily. If you have an open mind and you are grounded in your beliefs and you're a very normal, level-headed person, I suggest that you can watch Zeitgeist.
I mean, I think you should watch it no matter where you're coming from. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I don't think so. There are some people I would not recommend Zeitgeist to. If people are swayed too easily, if they're shaky on their beliefs, I think you need to come from a level-headed place to watch this kind of film. Yeah. You know what
I mean? I would hope that you listeners out there are pretty level-headed people.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Since you're listening to us and everything
works. Listening to Coffee with Queens.
You know, it's just like This American Life, you know? It's just like NPR.
NPR. You are listening to NPR, all things considered.
Yeah.
Time is... What? It's 6:52, and the temperature outside is a beautiful 70 degrees.
Not even. It's chilly. Anyway, that's beside the point.
It was 70 degrees outside today here in New York City.
Well, when I woke up, it was 63.
My roommate, who is visiting their family out in Minnesota, says it's snowy and cold.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
No.
Middle America is getting beat down right now with some snow and some
really?
Cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
My sister lives out in Iowa. She's like, the other day it was 85. Today it's 30.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Talk about Catherine Zeta-Jones bipolar.
Honey, something.
The weather needs to make up its mind.
Somebody else who checked themselves into rehab, but for a completely different reason.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God.
We talked about this last week about why that she was checking herself into rehab. It's actually part of a court order. She had to be in a rehab by 6 a.m. On Friday morning. So yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. So she had checked herself into a rehab in Long Island, but apparently didn't like it. So she checked herself into another. She basically, long story short.
But see, excuse me, I don't like rehab. Can we, another place would help. Maybe I'll be more comfortable in another rehab. So you don't like rehab. Shocking.
Yeah, shocking. she checked herself in and out of three different rehabs before she settled on Betty Ford Clinic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's there. She's in the Betty Ford Clinic.
Third time's a charm.
Well, I mean, Betty Ford Clinic is not, it's not a rehab. It's a fucking resort. It's a hotel.
Really?
It's a fucking hotel.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Well, all I'll say is, yeah, it's a fucking hotel.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
I know a little something about rehabs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I do. and I've seen some rehabs.
Yeah.
And that's, no.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Lindsay Lohan, you're too picky.
Yeah.
It's about getting sober. It's about starting a new life. It's about being level-headed. It's about watching Zeitgeist.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, please watch Zeitgeist.
Do and not let us know watch what you Zeitgeist. Think. Jesus Christ. That's the last person I want watching that shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, check yourself in and out of three rehabs before she decided on which one. Which is, like, the thing is, like, it's you're not checking yourself into a hotel. It's not like, oh, yeah, there's shit stains on the shower curtains. Can we check into a different hotel? It's not like that. Sorry.
No. Oh, Lindsay Lohan, why do you always come up? Why are you
because
so interesting to talk about?
Because she's a hot... You know why? This is why.
Why?
Because we don't have a Whitney Houston anymore. Right, she is our Whitney Houston. Think about it.
But the percentage of talent that Lindsay Lohan has or had compared to the amount of talent that Whitney Houston had, I mean, it doesn't even measure. I mean, you know, what do you have? The remake of Parent Trap, you dumb bitch.
I'm realizing I have to backtrack what I'm saying here, or else fans are going to write in and bitch at me for this. I understand Lindsay Lohan didn't have the talent Whitney Houston had, but as far as like hot mess factor and celebrity wise goes, yes, she's the same.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Whitney Houston was talented, but she had it coming.
She had it coming. She had it coming.
No, I mean, that's I don't want to make fun of people who have real problems and drug problems and all that, but
that's all I want to do ever. I know.
Okay, well,
that's
there you
all
go.
I ever no,
but you know,
do.
I just feel like Whitney Houston, the other shoe was going to drop at some point, and it did. And so, that's the thing. Were we all really that shocked? I mean, we saw all of those concert clips of her just not being able to sing hardly at all, and it's just like,
well, you want to sink your teeth into another conspiracy theory. People say she's not dead.
Oh, my God.
People saying that she's not dead.
They took pictures of the corpse.
There are people
who
are saying,
we know people who had saw the corpse for real.
Well, yeah. And then there are people who are saying that she is dead, but it was a murder. And, right. Yeah. I mean, conspiracy theories.
Ooh, I don't know. I am a skeptic of conspiracy theory, but, you know, we've had, yeah.
Brian doesn't believe in any conspiracy theories.
It's not that I don't believe in any conspiracy theory. It's just, you know.
Michael Jackson, dead or alive?
Dead. And good riddance. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. I don't wish to ill upon anyone, but he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I didn't see him die, so no, I can't
exactly
be that sure.
You can't be sure. You can't be. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. Quit it. Let's change. You drive me up a damn wall.
All right. Last topic up on the board. American Idol.
Okay. I don't watch it.
I mean, okay.
My parents do, though.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow. I always find that interesting.
That's such a shock. My parents in middle America watched American Idol.
Well,
and then they're not in middle. I don't know where they are.
I don't know. Whenever somebody says like my parents, I always picture that they would be at home watching, I don't know, like Murder, She Wrote.
Every time I call my mom, she's watching Dancing with the Stars or American Idol. And I'm always like, do you want me to call you back? She's like, oh no, it's the football player that's dancing. I don't care.
She doesn't care about the football player.
I guess not.
That's funny. So American Idol. They're gonna get rid of Mariah, or there's rumors that they're gonna fire Mariah Carey.
Really?
Fire Mariah Carey.
And keep Nicki Minaj?
Keep Nicki Minaj.
Huh.
Bring on Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Bring back Jennifer Lopez, okay. I should say.
Got it.
Because she did so well. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I hope that Jennifer doesn't get along with Nicki, because then they'll get their headlines. That's why they got all the headlines, because Nicki and Mariah Carey didn't get along. That's what you heard for so much, you know, of the time of American Idol, right?
Well, that's the thing. They're saying right now, they're like, will American Idol producers ever come out and say that they were flat out wrong for hiring somebody with no vocal abilities at all? It's like, no. It's like they knew what they were doing.
Right.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They were the
Simon Cowell never had to sing to get on.
They were Coco Montrese and Alyssa Edwards. That's what they were this season.
Oh, yeah.
They were conflict.
They were the two that, yeah.
Yeah, it's what sells.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
right
around the corner is the finale for RuPaul's Drag Race.
OM Glee.
What's
going to happen?
All I'm saying is I'm ready for it.
I have a love-hate relationship with RuPaul's Drag Race. I watch it because we show it at work, you know, before Sisters. So I'm forced. I always say I'm forced to watch it, even though if I do miss an episode, if I miss a Monday, I will go back on the internet and watch it.
Did you really?
I only watched I watched this season, All Stars, and the season before. That was the first season that I watched. I didn't watch any of the ones before. So like a lot of times they're talking about people, and I'm like, I don't know who they're talking about. But it's like a heroin addiction. I just can't stop. And I hate that. I hate when I'm so addicted to a show that I have to, like, watch it and be so concerned.
I'm addicted to no television show.
Really? Good.
No, except for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Keep it that way. The less you're addicted to, the better, I feel.
I'm the kind of person who you take a show. It doesn't matter. It could be RuPaul's Drag Race. It could be American Idol. If it were in book form and the ending was already written and there for me to see, I would literally turn to the last page.
Skip to the last page.
I'd skip to the last page. Yeah. I don't know.
I do have to say that this season of Drag Race was the most boring, and I was just the, you know, not that I know, because not that I've seen all the other seasons, but
no,
also
right.
from what I hear from people, like, I feel like even All Stars and the season before were so much more interesting, and now I'm just like, okay.
And to be better than All Stars, I'm like, you really gotta work at that. I mean, All Stars was shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very clear from the very beginning, Chad Michaels was, and this was not All Stars, this was, let's crown Chad Michaels.
Yeah, it was like, sorry you didn't win last season, we'll crown you now.
Sorry about that, girl.
We'll give you a bunch of other people to beat, and then you can win.
Yeah.
No, but I just, it's been kind of boring this season, and Roxy is just killing me, you know, with her bipolarness.
There are a lot of, they just, I'm pretty sure we talked about this already. We did. Sharon Needles, how she is Team Roxy. Or what?
I know, but I hear that she was drunk when she made that video and she like took it down and blah, blah, blah.
She did take it down because she's getting, it doesn't matter. She took it down because she got a lot of flack for it, and she's basically the exiting queen right now, and she wants to hold on to her celebrity as long as possible.
Yeah.
So why would you ever put negative energy? Clearly she's Team Alaska and then Team Roxy, and then Team Jinx is like her dead last favorite because she believes she's a cheap knockoff of herself. But
so wait, get this straight. When she says she's a cheap knockoff of herself, she's saying that Jinx Monsoon is a cheap knockoff of Sharon Needles?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Which is completely untrue, because I've never once seen Sharon Needles do a Broadway song, ever.
Right.
Not even once. But she's talking about the quirky aspect of the offbeat
character.
Yeah, but
there's a different... It's totally different to quirkies. It's totally...
I completely agree.
Totally different.
I completely agree. And, but they took the cameras around when they were filming the reunion backstage, and they were basically wanting to find out what other Drag Race girls, past and present, are saying whose team they are on. And most of them, believe it or not, are on Team Roxy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like in the last couple episodes, she just became a huge bitch. She, like, kind of was under the radar for most of the thing, and then all of a sudden she was like, I'm going to be a big bitch.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, we all saw how that didn't work for
Fifi
O'Hara.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you going to turn around and be like, oh, being a huge cunt is going to work for me? No. And then you're like, oh, I'm in front of RuPaul now, so I'm going to RuPaulogize.
Well, what kills me is now, you know, months later, I mean, while the show is airing, her backtracking.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, oh, I didn't mean, I was just blah, blah.
Well, with the whole posting photos with Jinx and whatnot. But anyways, I mean, like, we've talked about this a lot already.
Yeah.
But Willem, so they asked everybody, and they're like, Team Roxy, Team Roxy, Team Roxy. And then Willem is actually, she's Team Cheeto.
So she's like, I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, is it me?
She's like, I'm over this. I'm above it all.
Yeah.
Not above it, but I think, maybe, I don't know, maybe she does think that she's above it all. And maybe she is. Who knows? Maybe she is above it.
I really like Willem.
I do, too. I love Willem.
I think she's super hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's that. That's RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race. There we go.
But we have to get into a topic.
We're running out of time.
We have to get into a topic you can sink your teeth into.
Okay, good.
I mean, like, something you can just talk about. But we've ran out of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kalinowski, tell us about the Tonys.
The 2013 Tony Awards. Here we go. So, I just so happened to see The Nance on Broadway
right.
the other day with Nathan Lane. I'm going to play this part. It's amazing. I haven't gotten a chance to see everything, but I've heard that Pippin, every person who has seen Pippin has just, like, raved about it. I'm desperate to see it. I was going to try to see it tonight, but it's a little too late to go. But I have heard from one person who was like, meh, it was okay. Also up for Best Revival, which won't win, is Mystery of Edwin Drood and Annie. They're not going to win. I'm pretty sure Pippin's going to win. Cinderella has a chance of winning, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Pippin. It's like the fan favorite. And I was surprised The Nance, after seeing it, was not nominated for a Tony. It's by Douglas Carter Bean, who also redid the book for Cinderella. So that's cool to have two things running right now on Broadway. Best Musical. What? Bring It On? This is what confuses me.
What?
Bring It On was nominated for Best Musical.
Really?
Yeah. It's... if it wins, I'm not ever doing theater again.
You're never going to quit. What other things were nominated for Best Musical?
A Christmas Story, which, you know, closed because it was a seasonal thing. Right. Kinky Boots and Matilda. Matilda's going to win, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've heard so many good things. Kinky Boots has a really good chance, too. I've heard a lot of good things about that, too. Best Revival, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, is probably going to win because it was incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. With that show, it's so well written. As long as like you get some really powerhouse actors, as they did, I mean, it's
Who did they get?
They got Amy Morton and Tracy Letts, both of August Osage County fame. Right. They're from The Steppenwolf. And The Steppenwolf is like the best of the best as far as actors go. So, and also the girl who... played Honey is also nominated. So 3 out of the 4 actors in that show were nominated for Tony Awards. That's pretty impressive. Let's see what else.
Was Patti LuPone nominated for anything this year?
She was not, actually.
That means there'll be no Tony drama.
Exactly. But another repeat person from last year, Judith Light, was nominated this year. She won last year for Other Desert Cities, and this year she is nominated for the MTC.
And for anybody who doesn't understand who Judith Light is, all I have to say is Angela. From Who's the Boss.
Yeah. So right now she is doing a show...
Wouldn't it be great if they turned Who's the Boss into a musical?
Yeah, oh my god.
And Tony Danza and Judith Light.
Tony Danza, the wash up.
I would die.
Anyway, so see her in the assembled parties at MTC, which I kind of wanted to see tonight as well. If I didn't get tickets, Hands on a Hard Body did not get nominated for very much. It had like 1 or 2 people nominated. What else are some good highlights that I can talk about? I don't know. I just try to see everything. I've been a little bit behind because of funding. So if you would like, to PayPal me some money at b86k@aol.com, you can PayPal me that money so that I can go see shows for free. I will go bore. I will pay to see a show before I pay my rent. That's how life goes. But, anyway, another one. I really want to see The Testament of Mary, which is kind of religious, but yeah, I'll see it anyway. I think that I've heard good
things. Just because it's on Broadway.
Yeah. And Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike is a play by Christopher Durang that I really want to see too. I'm into plays too. I do love musicals, but I love seeing a good play.
I'm into water sports.
Well, on that note, let's shut this off so we can explore that a little.
I was going to say, I texted you before when you were coming to do the show, and I asked you to bring 3 things. What were they?
So, first of all, I want to say that you texted me and said, what will it take to get you to come and record this podcast? And I said, a blowjob. Mm-hmm. And you said, how about a handy? And then you were like, okay. And I said that I was going to come here to record to your recording studio. And you were like, okay, don't forget your swimsuit. And I was like, wait, are we swimming? Like, what? I guess I didn't even really think of water sports, but I was like, I don't understand. Why am I bringing a swimsuit? And you're like, and bring lube. And so I was like, oh, okay. So that's obviously a joke. But then you were like, and bring a spatula. And I'm like, we're not cooking or I'm so confused.
I just random things. So, I mean, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to build a rocket ship. And I thought it'd be possible to do with those 3 items. Kind of like MacGyver our way around, you know, like paperclip and rubber band. But, I mean, we'll see. Tune in next week. And ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to thank Brian Kalinowski very much for being the first ever man, non-drag queen, to be on the show. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for coming out, Brian.
Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor.
We'll absolutely have to have you back. I've enjoyed having you today. And also, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to tell your friends to subscribe on iTunes.
You can also tell your enemies. That's okay, too.
Yeah, tell your enemies. Absolutely. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a comment on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating, because what else would you do?
Please.
Unless you're a Taylor Swift fan, then I could understand why you would leave us anything less than a 5-star rating. But I've retracted my statement.
That's okay.
I did retract my statement.
I think she'll forgive you. She forgave Kanye West, didn't she?
Did she?
I don't know. Wasn't he the one that, like, went up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure she forgave him, so she can forgive you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I just hope she doesn't sing a bad song about me.
Yeah.
I'm never, ever, ever gonna forgive Frosty Flakes. It could be a hit.
It could.
And I'm just saying, I wouldn't mind the publicity.
Yeah, that's true. Free publicity.
So you know what? Maybe Taylor Swift is a bitch.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding. Don't forget to hashtag chasing rainbows.
Yeah, hashtag chasing rainbows, ladies and gentlemen.
My new cabaret coming up, hopefully at the Laurie Beachman Theater or somewhere of that, to that extent.
Oh, and also remember, ladies and gentlemen, that if nobody told you they love you today,
it's because you're an asshole.
Bye.
Chasing red.